Blog Talk Radio.
Come on.
Rocking with Miss Nikki Rich of the Nikki Rich Show. Yerk!
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show.
The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online. The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show.
Nikki Rich Show as well.
Yeah. So we're gonna do it just like this. This is your boy Rampage, representing the Universal Flip Mode Squad, CEO of Deep Freeze Entertainment. You're now rocking with the best, with the number one show across the globe, the Nikki Rich Show. And if you're hating on my girl, fix your face.
Shout out to the Nikki Rich Show, one of the dopest shows, if not the dopest show in the world. Nikki been doing her thing for years. She been grinding. She been working. She been putting in work. So I need y'all to show her the respect she deserves. I need y'all to stay tuned, and because she going to bring you all the exclusive, let you know what's going on in the streets, and bring you that exclusive music. And you never know what artist you're going to hear on her show, so you need to stay locked in. And this is out the hustler mouth, Cassidy. You all right? You already know. Let's get
Nikki Reed.
Welcome to the hottest radio station on the planet. We're getting it in, broadcasting live all the way from Charlotte to LA and across the globe. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in right now. It's Motivated Mondays. You know, we only bring on the best here on this Motivated Monday. And tonight, we're going to get motivated. We have a special treat for you guys. We have some amazing guests that's in the building. I am excited to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. We have Khalifa Whitlock. She'll be in moments away telling us a little bit about herself and displaying her poetry. We also will be talking with attorney Sarah Capelin. She is the Los Angeles criminal defense attorney, and we'll be talking with her. She's also was a part of the OJ trial, and she's bringing on, and we're so welcome to bring her aboard the Nikki Rich Show for her segment, as well as we're going to bring in attorney Mr. Livingston, Fred Livingston, and he's going to be talking with us about the name for trademark. And trademark, it's important that you learn about it, so we're going to be talking about that. It's going to be motivation tonight. It's going to be hot. And you know we only bring on the hottest guests. And to all the listeners, you can call in at 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749. And if you press 1, that will let us know that you would like to speak to myself and our guest for tonight. And with no further ado, it's that time. We're going to go to our very first guest, and I'm excited to welcome her. She's no stranger to the Nikki Rich Show. She tunes in and supports us, but you know it's time for us to support her movement. And here we go. We would like to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Miss Khalifa Whitlock. Welcome. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you? I'm doing okay. So excited about the show.
Most definitely. We're so excited to have you here tonight. We know that you have really been making your way through social media, through your videos and your poetry and so much. You got so much going on, and we just welcome you here tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate that very, very, very much. I am so nervous right now. Oh, my God.
Well, I do want to let everybody know we had to have you on tonight for Motivational Mondays because we had the chance. It was one feature Friday. We heard one of your poems. It was outstanding. I'm going to tell you guys. Now, if you know her on social media, she have you laughing. But she took it up to another level. She took it serious, boy. You had the whole station going. Everybody called in, and you had did that poem about HIV. And I thought it was truly amazing, and I'm excited to see what you got for us tonight.
Tonight I went a little biblical. I needed, you know, I'm just having a time in my life where I'm just going through some things. So I've been into my Bible, even though I act crazy sometimes. Mm-hmm. I get into my Bible, you know, and I thank God that I have people in my life that points me in the positive direction when I do need them. Sometimes, I mean, I love my family. My family is outstanding, and they're very into God. And myself, I'm trying to get into where they are with God. Like, God loves me, and I love God, but I'm not home yet. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I'm not. You're like,
you,
yes.
You're still growing.
You're, so crazy.
You're still growing.
Yes. So
it takes time. It's like not everything is going to happen overnight. And, you know, it's all in his plan, too. As long as you seek in him and putting him first, everything else is going to fall into place.
Right. And I took Corinthians 2, took a verse out of the Bible and I made a poem out of that. Examine yourselves whether in the faith prove you're not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate. That's
mm-hmm.
the word? Okay, reprobate. And I made a poem out of that. Yes.
All right. We ready.
Okay. It says, no sleep is 4 a.m. The alarm clock goes off at 6 a.m.
shines is very heavy, and this light is extra bright. I know I flicked the switch. This light is getting brighter. My body's turning cold. I have stories untold. Blowing away like a leaf, my body just turned stiff. A familiar voice said, "You are no longer a mischief." Patience, my sister. Patience, my sister. Patience come within you, my sister. You have taken care of them till your body parts turn to blisters. It's time they work and learn how to say, "Mister, you're going home. Goodbye, my sister. For I have lived in you, and you have learned from me. God's child, you are home now."
All right. That's what I'm talking about. Everybody, you are listening to Khalifa Whitlock. She is bringing it tonight with the poetry. I tell you, we're Motivated Mondays here. We only bring on the best, and wow, that's amazing. Now, I know you say you just took it to the Bible on this one. You had to go because I know you say you're going through some things in life, but look at how you turn those circumstances into something positive. You know, you're taking
right.
what you love, and everybody getting to hear Khalifa tonight, and this is you, and this is what you love, and we're just so blessed that you're able to share it here on the Nikki Rich Show.
Thank you so much. God bless you. You are so sweet, Miss Nikki. You're just the sweetest person, and
thanks.
I love supporting your show. Like, you have celebrities after celebrities on your show, and just talking to them and getting to know where they come from and understanding who they are and understanding who you are as a person, it's great. Because, you know, most celebrities won't even talk. You know, they won't interact. And for you to get celebrities to interact and give us advice, that's a beautiful thing. Like, everybody.
It is.
Yeah, because everybody is going through something, and for someone to help another person is great. You know, that's another form of working for the Lord.
It is, and that's what we're doing because, you know, that's why this platform, it's not about me. It's about, you know, God is using me and to, you know, for people like yourself to be heard, you know, and have that voice. Maybe somebody that's listening in, that they might connect with you, and you never know what's going to happen from there for, you know, there on. It's not about me, and I tell people the Nikki Rich Show is a positive platform that's for everyone. We are here for everybody, and we don't limit.
Yeah, I know, honey.
So.
It's very positive because when you be having Nicki Minaj up there, you don't never let me in there because you know I'm going to get for the straight business.
But yes, we are, and you know, see, that's what I was talking about is what's coming out. But we love you to death, and everybody that comes on, you know, it is a positive show, and we just have fun too. We have fun too now.
Yes, we do.
We do, and I'm just so grateful just to be, I would say, surrounded by greatness, you know, and that's why the show is just succeeding because there's so many people that is, you know, supporting and helping one another get to where they need to be. It's not about just myself and what's going on. It's in order to, we have to help one another in order to get to that next level because you never know, you know, you got to come back right down to these same people. You get on a certain pedestal or a high horse, you never know what's going to happen. You got to come right back to those same people. So, you know,
right.
There's people that help us along the way. And I tell y'all, I was telling one of my friends today, it's just amazing how, you know, God has put people in my path and have guided me along the way. And I want to do the same for somebody else. You have no, I mean, when people helping you just, strangers that you don't know, you want to help somebody else too, you know? And that's
right.
what it's all about. And we just got to keep it going. It's so much negativity going on, but that doesn't mean that we ain't the percentage that that has to have that negativity coming on, you know, to keep going. We can be that positive percentage that keeps that positivity going on, you know, and then it's going to continue to grow.
Right, right, exactly. I agree 100%.
And, you know, we know that you said that you have written so many poems and that's your passion. So what else can we expect from you in 2013?
Oh, I'm actually ghostwriting. Shout out to Get Skrilla and also Big _ Jig. I'm actually his assistant. He just put me on his team actually about 2 weeks ago. So
okay.
I'm actually starting to get work done for him and hopefully move forth with him and grow. I'm actually on I have to finish the song with Get Skrilla. I finished it today. I'm talking on the song that he just did. So I'm trying to actually just do like skits or mixtapes.
Okay.
Being myself that you see in the videos.
Awesome.
Yes.
Now we also have our next guest that's coming up as well. Now, if you could real quickly give out all your information in case anybody wanted to contact you for any writings or if anybody wanted to learn more about you and hear more, and they might want to book you. So in case they want to hear more from you, can you go ahead and give out your information?
I am located at Yahoo. Say, no, I'm joking. My email is Khalifa. That's Khalef, as in Frank, AHWV, at yahoo.com. And I am on Twitter at Lil Kim is One Legend. If I make it famous, I'm never going to change my Twitter name, I swear to God.
Oh, yes.
I started as Team Kim Baby. I'm going to die with Team Kim Baby.
Well, we just thank you for taking out your time to come on the Nikki Rich Show and share your amazing, amazing poems. And we're going to welcome you back again because we like to bring something different to the Nikki Rich Show, and this is what it is, and we love it, and we're going to continue to support your movement.
Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless
and
you.
I appreciate you for having me on your show because you have 60,000 followers. Woo, I need some followers.
Oh, and don't forget we have over 305,000 listeners on the show, not only with the 60,000 followers, so, you know.
Yes, you did tweet that the other night.
All the listeners that's listening in, I just want you to know that this is also on iTunes, the podcast. You can go download it, the Nikki Rich Show Motivated Mondays. Go download it after the show, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
And it's free.
Free. Free. 973 Fram family. It's free. Y'all know y'all from the hood.
Well, we thank you so much, hon. And, you know, we wish you all the best. And just stay prayed up on everything and keep God first in everything you do.
Thank you. You too. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Everybody, you were just listening to Miss Khalifa Whitlock. You can go and check her out at her on Facebook, Twitter. She gave her all her information, and you can go back and listen to the show. We have an upcoming special treat for you, a new segment to the Nikki Rich Show, and we welcome Miss Sarah Capelin. You got to stay tuned. We're going to get right back. We're going to go to the phone line and check them out, and then we're going to get to the show. All right. You're rocking with the Hottest Radio Station. This is Gage Under the Lights. Right, you're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. It is the Nikki Rich Show. We are just moments away from talking with our special guest tonight. Well, really, we have a segment that we started, and I'm excited, and it's the criminal justice segment, and we're pumped up about that, and it's just a blessing to have attorney Sarah Capelin to come through and just give us that great information that we need. So if anybody out there that's listening in and you are wanting to learn more about the criminal justice system or anything in regards to criminal justice, you can also call in at 323-580-5749. Again, 323-580-5749. And you can press 1. If you press 1, that will let us know that you would like to speak with us. And also, real quickly, I want everybody that's on social media, hit me up. Let me know you're tuned in at Miss Nikki Rich on Twitter. And it's at Miss Nikki Rich on Twitter. So definitely let us know that you're tuned in and you're rocking it out with us tonight. And we're just moments away with talking with our special guest. We're going to go to one more quick song, and we're going to go to our social media right now and let everybody know that we have Attorney Sarah Kaplan to come on to the Nikki Rich Show. Y'all stay tuned. It's the Nikki Rich Show.
Boy, you got my heart beat, beat, beat.
rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. That was Miss Keisha Drew, and that was Caught Up. And I do want to let everybody know right now, it's that time. We have Miss Sarah Caplin in the building, and you can also call in. And I have my social media going frenzy right now. If you have any questions, anybody that you have any questions in regards to, you can call in and let us know. Let us know what you want to ask about, because there's so many things going on. And last week we got a chance to talk about the right to remain silent. So we have so much that we're offering here at the Nikki Rich Show, and it's a positive show, and it's Motivated Mondays, and we want to give you all the information you might need in order to be successful. But right now it's that time, and we would like to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show Attorney Sarah Caplin. Welcome.
Hi, how are you, Nikki?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well, too. It's a pleasure to be back on your show. I really enjoy it, and I enjoy your interest in criminal justice. I was hoping we could use this opportunity to answer any questions that your listeners might have or talk about certain subjects that they may have an interest in, because I know both you and I really are in favor of educating the public so that their rights are protected in society.
Exactly. And we're going to take that this time. So anybody that's listening in, you can press 1 if you have any questions in regards to. I know that last time we were talking about rights as well. Now, is there anything this week that you have for us that you would like to share? And I love that you have come on, because it's also helping me as well. You know, is there anything you would like to talk about tonight?
Well, I think people need to realize that when you get caught in the criminal justice system, it can have grave consequences that last a lifetime. And it's so important to make sure that you get really good legal advice before you make any decisions that will have a long-lasting effect. I read an editorial opinion in the Los Angeles Times about a week ago that prompted me to write an article, and it was talking about McJustice that was being served in many criminal courts across the country. We all know that with budget and funding cutbacks, that court personnel are cut back as well. And courts are really overcrowded now, and cases are pushed through very quickly. And many times criminal defendants, their rights are not properly represented. The incidents that was highlighted in this article had to do with a 17-year-old who was being forced to be tried as an adult, and he never met with an attorney. He met with a public defender investigator who told him he should just plead guilty to a felony and just get probation and pay a fee. And at the time he did that, the judge asked him if he was satisfied with his lawyer, and he stood up and he said, "I don't have a lawyer." And somebody in the courtroom said, "Oh, I'm his lawyer." And the judge made him pay this person public defender fees, even though he never looked at the guy's case. And I think that people need to realize that even if you think you can get what are called expungements, that means that the conviction is supposedly erased from your record by way of a petition to the court after you're done with your sentencing, if certain conditions are met, that in this age of internet technology, employers, college admissions offices, professional licensing boards, everybody can see your past. And it's really important before you just simply take a plea in any criminal case to any kind of conviction that you're properly advised of all the possible pleas and defenses, whether the evidence against you is sound or there's a basis for challenging it, whether there was police misconduct, whether there are any dispositive motions that could result in the case being dismissed, any alternative sentencing options, anything that can be done to avoid having a criminal record. And one other thing that I would like to throw out there, especially to your young listeners, be really careful what you put up on social media, because police, prosecutors, even defense attorneys who are looking up things on victims who've accused people of committing crimes against them, that's where we all look first. And you would be so surprised at the things we're able to find out about people.
Wow.
Pretty damaging stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is, oh my gosh, that's amazing. And that's what we talk about all the time. Social media, you have to be careful. I know I'm seeing more and more people that's showing drugs and everything on social media. What is your take on that?
And believe me, police go on those websites and they sting people. They do phony calls and they have people show up and they get arrested right when they show up for drug sales, for sex, for all sorts of things. So you've got to be really careful what you do on social media.
And you have to. I'm seeing a lot more of people that's out there that's doing that, and they think it's cute, you know, and it's not cute. And it's becoming more of a habit, you know.
It's not only not cute, it's not safe, because you have no idea who's going to be at the other end when you ultimately go to meet that person, and you can get hurt really badly on top of it.
There's some
crazy people out there, too.
It is. And more and more people are getting involved. And I see, you know, I would say the drugs are rising. I mean, it's continuous, but it's now a lot of young people are really getting involved in it right now, you know.
It's sad, but in times when the economy is bad and people are struggling to make money, drug sales and drug charges against people go up. Courtrooms are full of them right now. And that's when people can get a little sloppy and unprotected in the way they do things as well. And it's very sad. And as we were talking about before, sometimes people that have, you know, drug problems that get caught in all of this situation, they need help rather than being stuck in a revolving door through the system. But it's you have to be the one who asserts your own rights and who looks for the advocate that can protect your rights, and you have to demand it.
Now, have they figured out the outcome of the young guy?
I believe they appealed his case, and that part of it was reversed on appeal. But once you enter a guilty plea to something, I know in California, and I have to admit, I am not familiar with the laws in most states, but I do know that it is most likely the same. Once you've entered a guilty plea, it is almost impossible to withdraw it. You have to show that there was fraud, or that you were given totally erroneous advice, or that there was a legal mistake in the proceedings. And it's a really strong showing before a guilty plea will be reversed. It's much easier to take care and as many extra steps as you need to before you enter a plea to something than to try to reverse it after it's done.
But that's what you have to be careful. I know that too, because some people quick to jump too, because they think, you know, they might be innocent or might not. but I think it will be the best thing for them.
That's true. They want it over quickly. The anxiety,
yeah,
the stress of dealing with it. A lot of times, you know, even my clients, they ask me, you know, isn't this going to be over yet? When is it going to be done? And I always tell them that they need to be patient, because most often the longer it takes, the better off it is for a defendant.
Mm-hmm.
Witnesses disappear or they forget, their memories fade, evidence gets lost. So taking time to do things the right way is only in your favor.
It is, and it's only in your favor. And I just see so much going on, you know. Even I was in L.A., I mean, I was watching the news. It was, I personally have never seen anything like it, but it was like a, what is it called, when they jump out the car and they start running?
Oh, yeah, like fugitives after they've been in a chase and then they running away. Yeah.
I saw that and it was like on the news, and it was just like they was just telling it piece by piece, and then the guy, he finally just like he gave up. He was tired. A dog got after him and everything.
I know, and sometimes they get really hurt, and I don't, who knows what makes people do that and think how far they go. I mean, eventually the car's got to run out of gas.
And just doing that, that's dangerous, you know? And
it's very dangerous. It sure is.
And it was on regular TV, like the news. I was like, wow, you know, I've never seen anything like it. You know, I know they have bee chases and stuff like that, but, you know, we don't normally see all that. But it was just crazy. It just blew my mind. I was like, oh, my goodness, you know.
Unfortunately,
it was just crazy.
In California, it happens probably more frequently than anywhere else. I don't know why. I don't know if it's a copycat syndrome or what it is, but there is a lot of that going on. I guess there has been ever since O.J.'s famous scene where they were chasing him down the freeway in the white Bronco, you know. But not a good situation to find yourself in.
Well, I see on my social media, I see a shout out to everybody that's tuned in. We have people on the timeline saying Attorney Sarah Caplan is speaking the truth on the show, so it's amazing, and it is true, because some people, they need to know, you know, they need to know this, and having an attorney is important, you know, like, to those who might not know or not familiar with the criminal justice system, what is the difference between just, I would say, an attorney like yourself and one that's given by the court?
A lot of it has to do with time, both the time available, experience.
Okay.
It's like when you reach the first level of a court, when you're first presented with the charges against you, you're at the lowest court, and they typically have the newer public defenders who are the less experienced. And out here in California, I don't know about anywhere else, they have a policy that they call early disposition program, where they try to get you to, they make what they consider the best plea offer, and if you don't take it at that time, they tell you it's going to get worse if you go forward. But any experienced lawyer knows, until you've seen all the evidence against your client, until you've determined whether there's been police misconduct in collecting the evidence, whether there's anything wrong with any scientific testing that's been done, if there has been any, and in the motions and any alternatives, everything like that that I've said, you can't just tell somebody, okay, just take this plea because you're afraid that it's going to be getting better. So an attorney that's maybe appointed by the court has a lot of cases. At the early levels of the proceedings, they may not be as experienced as some of the trial attorneys are if you get later on down the road, because there are some wonderful public defenders that are really, really good. and they probably do not have the time to return phone calls, to meet with you constantly, to review all the things with you, to sit down and go through it with you over and over again like an a private retained attorney would, you know?
Okay. And they just, you know, it's just short and sweet. It's just simple.
Yeah.
We're going to do this.
I don't think that they have the time or that their caseload allows them to do much else.
Now, why do you feel that some, you know, even though they're given to them or, you know, that they say, well, you can get this attorney, why do you feel that some people choose not to go with that particular attorney?
I'm not sure I totally understand, but from what I know.
As far as, you know, like, say if they were given the opportunity to say, you know, some people will say, well, you know, we can give you an attorney. The court say, well, we can, you know, link you with this person. And some people just rather be like, not. They don't want to do it. Because I know some people.
They
want to
act their own attorney, you mean?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
They may think they're really smart, and they may not like the person in the courtroom. And oftentimes if the court appoints an attorney for you, you don't have a choice in who they appoint. You're kind of stuck with whoever they give you. And it may be that if you, you know, at first enter a not guilty plea and then you're sent to a higher level court for further proceedings, another person will come and take over your case. So there's not a lot of continuity. But why somebody wants to represent themselves, I'm not sure. But I do know that Abraham Lincoln once said something like, an attorney who represents himself has a fool for a client, or someone who represents himself has a fool for a client, something like that. And, you know, nobody knows all the constitutional rights. Nobody knows all the laws and rules regarding evidence. No, but criminal defense attorneys, we study that, and we have to take continuing legal education credits. And, you know, there are bad attorneys, there are good attorneys, just like with any profession and just like with human beings in general. But, you know, if you love what you do, you stay on top of it.
And that's real. That is real. Do you ever have, I would say, I know lately also there's been a lot of domestic violence issues going on too.
Yes.
And it seems like domestic violence is on the rise.
Yes,
it is. You know,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes. Oh, I was just saying, you know, with that being said, you know, it's so much going on with that right now. Do you see a lot of that going on?
I see a lot of it. Again, I think it has to do with economic difficulties and, you know, it's a lot of stress at home. And I think in domestic relationships, one of the biggest stressors and one of the main things people fight about is money. And again, you see people drinking a lot more, using drugs a lot more, and that leads to violence. And, you know, I've had instances where people, victims, use the system to get revenge on somebody they think cheated on them or they want to get money from to start a civil case. So it can be exploited as well. That's why, again, don't just plead to these cases. Explore your options. Investigators that work with defense attorneys can find out so much information about people, you know, to be able to determine the veracity of their allegations against you. But some of them are really, you know, justified. And then there are counseling provisions, there's anger management, there's domestic violence classes. There are all sorts of things, you know, that can be done to keep a family unit together if that's what the ultimate aim is of the people involved. And the worst, Nikki, is when children are involved and have to witness
it.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my God. It's heartbreaking.
Well, I'm going to tell you what's so heartbreaking. We had a guest on last Monday, Motivated Mondays, and Miss Michelle Duplessis, and she called and she told us her story. And her story, she was in a domestic violence relationship where, you know, her husband ended up killing her child, her only child, and herself.
Oh,
I mean, himself. She's alive, you know. She's alive to tell her story and let everybody know she's now an author and a minister. And she's also has a, what is it, substitute teacher, where she's able to, you know, work with kids every day, you know. And that's how she's maintaining and telling her story each
God
and every
bless.
Day. So.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing strength and integrity she must have as a human being. I don't know how I could survive something like that.
No. And it was her only child, and it's scary that this going on, and you know, we gotta bring awareness to what's going on in our system. I feel that we gotta do something, you know, even though it's you know, like the economy or what have you, that people, you know, have circumstances and issues. It seems like we gotta just really do something, really get out there and get involved.
I agree with you, and that's why I appreciate this opportunity to do this with you, because I think, like you do, education is empowerment, and I think
mm-hmm.
when people are better informed, they can empower themselves to make corrections in society. And so we can leave the world a better place for our children and our children's children. I think that's so important.
It is. And it doesn't matter where you are. There are laws. Laws are different everywhere. But, you know, if you're doing the right thing, you ain't got to worry about it.
Exactly.
But if you're not, that's what we're here for now. Get that advice. Get on the right track, you know.
But
and
I think also
a
big proponent of it is to turn not only your life around, but I think the rest of society, instead of just putting people in and out of jails where they learn how to become worse criminals, some punitive element is necessary, but we need to stop recidivism. We need to focus on rehabilitation. We need to... You know, how can people with all these felony convictions get any kind of decent job where they can support themselves and a family? We need to look at problems in society and be informed and empowered to help these people so that they can become contributing members of society.
Exactly. And people, I tell you, you know, it's so many people that's out here saying, we want to help you, or we want to get involved in a community, and then when it comes time, you don't hear from them.
It's
like, where are you?
Weird, I know. It's amazing. It's amazing. But there are a lot of people who do help, and who do help people coming out of jails with, you know, different kind of programs to get into art and to get into other, you know, kinds of jobs and careers and professions, and, you know, people who are interested should do some research on that. I can certainly find some contacts if people want to know. They can just, you know, ask you or me, and we can certainly find the contacts that are available to do that.
Well, if you don't mind giving out all your information, your website, and all the information you need, that they would need in case they wanted to contact you, any advice, and anything, you know, that you would like to share tonight in regards to your organization as well.
Sure. My website is www.sarahkaplandefense.com. My email address is sarahlkaplan@gmail.com. Sarah is spelled S-A-R-A. My middle initial is L as in Laura. Kaplan is C-A-P as in Peter, L-A-N as in Nancy. My phone number is 310-550-5877.
And we, again, and, you know, we're going to be getting in advance, you know, now that we're glad to have you a part of the Nikki Rich Show and bring the criminal justice and advice and information and education to the Nikki Rich Show. We're going to be putting it out there and letting everybody know in advance that they can call in and learn more. You know, this is just our second time here tonight, but we're so excited that you are a part of the show and welcome you back anytime. And if you know of anything that's going on and any events that's in the community that the Nikki Rich Show could be a part of, or just support the movement out there, then mm-hmm. we are welcome to come and support.
Thank you. That's just excellent. And I'm really happy to be a part of this, too. Thank you so much. And I will keep you informed of things going on here. And, you know, let me know if there is any information that you or your listeners would like. And I think that this is a great start to a wonderful opportunity for people to get informed and get empowered.
Yes, ma'am, and I'm excited about it, you know, because it's something different, and that's what it's all about. It's about giving them the information they need, and we're here. That's what we're here for, and it's that correct information. That's what they need, the right information. I know a lot of times people are not given the correct information, and we're going to give them the information they need also. They can go back and check it out themselves. You know, you got to do research. It's not just going by what we're telling you. You have to do your research as well.
Definitely. Definitely. And we can definitely give you some good starting points for that.
Yeah. And I also know that you have a Facebook page where they can go and they can like it and learn more about Sarah Kathleen as well.
Yes, the Facebook page is Law Office of Sarah L. Kaplan. So,
and everybody can go there. And if you have any questions, don't be shy, don't be afraid, because I know some people, they don't like to talk to people, you know, they in the criminal justice system. If you have any questions, you know, any serious questions that you have for Attorney Sarah Kaplan, you can go back and go and log on and like her Facebook page as well, and you can inbox all serious inquiries, please. And it's important, you know, that you get the right information that you need. That's what we're here for.
Definitely. I'll be happy to respond to anybody who contacts me, any of your listeners.
And we do have a lot of listeners, and they are tuned in now. They're tuned in right now. We thank you guys as well for showing your support. And some nights, Ms. Sarah, we just have people that just want to listen in. But we're going to get more involved. And the next Monday, we're going to get more involved, all right?
Definitely. I look forward to it.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm just so grateful that you have taken out your time just to come to the Nikki Rich Show and talk with us, because we need this. And it's a part of what I do. You know, my major, criminal justice. I got my bachelor's, my first degree in criminal justice.
I know you did, and I just think that's wonderful. And as I've told you many times, I have so much respect and admiration for you and everything that you've been able to accomplish as such a young woman. It's just, it's wonderful, and I it's just such a pleasure and a blessing for me to have a relationship with you and to be able to share our motivation and information with your listeners. Really, it's a
yes,
to me.
And I'm just excited because it's, you know how sometimes you put your things on the background burner that you used to do?
Yeah.
It's what I love, too. I'm a versatile person. I love everything. I love, you know, criminal justice, education. I love hair, everything. I got all degrees and all of it.
Wow.
Business.
Exactly.
But,
It's just
fun, you know. I'm a versatile person.
Definitely. And highly motivated on top of it.
Yes. And I just, you know, like I tell people, I just put God first in everything I do. I'm just, it's just a blessing just to have so many people like yourself. I'm inspired by everything that you've done and accomplished. You know, just going, if anybody can go do their research on you, it's just inspirational. And I'm just excited just, you know, that we're able to cross paths, because it's truly amazing. And I'm just, you just don't know, it's just so heartfelt, because God is just really blessing and working, and he's moving in on this platform, and so many people are able to, you know, be heard and get the information they need and also connect. And that's what all that matters to me, and that's what's important here, and it's truly a blessing.
It truly is. It truly is.
And I just thank you so much. And, you know, we're not going to hold you longer, but we welcome you back anytime, and you know we're going to have you back. And we're gonna do more interaction the next time, but we just thank you again for taking out your time, because just tonight, just that information that you gave us tonight is going to touch somebody, and it's going to, you know, inspire them or have them to go and talk to someone, maybe an attorney out there, or get that legal advice that they need in order to move forward.
Definitely. Well, I hope so, and I thank you, too. It's really been my pleasure, and I look forward to a very long relationship with you. It's awesome.
Yeah. And I thank you again, and again, we can't wait till the next Monday.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a good rest of your show.
All right. Well, you have a blessed night. And everybody, you were just listening to Attorney Sarah Kaplan. You can add her on Facebook. You can also go to her website. She gave all the information that you might need, and you can go and connect and build. And you got to ask these questions, guys. If it's anything, any legal advice that you might need, and there's someone here that can help you, please feel free to call in anytime. You got to call in. We're here. And that's what it's all about. And you can use this time to connect and build. And you never know what will happen from there on out. And to anybody, we welcome you here to the Nikki Rich Show. We air Sunday through Friday from 8 to 10 and on Saturdays at 11:30 a.m. But we will be changing our time. We will be moving back to 5 days a week. Yes, we will. And this will be starting the following week. But right now, we want to get to the Arnett, and we have So Mine.
Just listening to Desi, and that was last day. It's Motivated Mondays. We've had special guests in the building. We got one more guest that's coming through. I do want to thank our special guest that's been through. We had a chance to talk to Khalifa Whitlock, and right now we have coming up, we have Attorney Fred Livingston coming up. And we had a chance to talk with Sarah Kaplan, a Los Angeles defense attorney. If you got a chance to just tune in just now and didn't get to hear the whole interview, you can log on to MickeyRichShow.com and listen, or you can go to our iTunes, download the podcast, The Mickey Rich Show, and we have all the episodes there. And you can check out this one particular episode. It's hot tonight, y'all. It's Motivated Mondays. And I tell you, you got to stay motivated. We only bring on the best. I'm excited about it. And I do want to let you know, if you want to be a part of the show, all you got to do is email us, thenickyrichshow@gmail.com. And a lot of people always ask me, how do you get on the show? Well, all the information is there for you at NickyRichShow.com. If you go to NickyRichShow.com, then you can check out all the information. And in regards to anything on the Nicky Rich Show, it will be a service. So you definitely have to go to services because that's where it will be at. Right now, we're going to go to RL Million Mouth.
One, two, three, four, 51, 52, 53, 54, 81, 82.
All righty, you're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. That was Ariel, Million Miles. It's Motivated Mondays, and we are motivated, and we're moments away from our next guest. But until our guest comes, we're going to play a little Jaheim, and that's Anything. Feature Nick.
Anything I own,
work my fingers all the way.
All right. You can have anything. Right now, we're getting it going. Boy, I tell you, my social media is going crazy. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in, showing love to the Nikki Rich Show. We are really getting it in. And again, we're moments away from our special guest. Shout out to everybody that's on the Nikki Rich Show. I thank you so much. It's truly a blessing, like I said, just to have that support from everyone, you know, that's just calling in and just letting us know that they're listening in. And, you know, again, thank you to all the attorneys as well as Ms. Khalifa Whitlock for sharing that motivational poem, because it means a lot to have people to just take out their time. You know, they don't have to take out their time to come on or just to listen in. And you are. And I'm greatly, greatly thankful and appreciate it so, so much. And we just want to just do our best and, you know, getting you all the information and just being there for you guys. And we're just excited to just take it to a whole nother level, and that's what we're going to do and continue to bring it. And to all those listening in, we had a chance to have Link on, a legendary R&B singer and songwriter. I know y'all might remember the song Fix Your Body. Please keep him in prayers. The moment that we had him on, it was just moments later or a few hours later when he found out, you know, that his father has passed. So, you know, we went from having an amazing night to just hearing that news. So please keep his family in prayer along with others. You know, it's important that we do that. You know, it's hard out here. You know, just going from just having a great interview to, you know, just hearing that news is truly sad, you know. So, again, you know, we're going to continue to support and build and, you know, just support people out here and what they're doing. We thank you so much. And we're going to get to some more music. Again, we're moments away from our next guest that's coming up, and that's Attorney Fred Livingston of Nameforth, and we'll be talking with him on trademark. And anybody that got questions on trademark, we have it here. We getting all the people out here tonight, that free legal advice. We're here. So we're taking out the time for you guys to get that advice. And, you know, you can use it. Call in 323-580-5749. Again, 323-580-5749, and you can press that 1. If you press 1, that will let us know that you would like to speak to our guest for tonight. Right now, we're going to get into some more honey music, and this is Home by Dave Tolliver.
Turn she likes me like a fresh pair of Nike. Says she likes the way the chain hang low. Wanna be around, says she glad she found me. And she says she wanna take me home. We went there on the first night, cause she said it felt right. Says she never had it done before. So I wanted to spend it all of that weekend. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Hey, love, hey, love,
hey.
Service on the first class flight. She takes me there. Kiss that gift right. And I'm never gonna come down. Keep it right there. Keep it right there. Keep it right there. I'ma let it go now. Keep it right there. And I'm only gonna give it to you. That's what she said. What she said.
You're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. It is the Nikki Rich Show. We are getting it in tonight on this Motivated Monday. That was Mark Jordan, and that was Hey Love. And we are just rocking it out tonight. Right now, I want to take out the time, you know, on this Motivated Mondays where we play our independent artist music, and it's that time here. So we want to get started, all the independent artists. So y'all check it out here first. If you want to be one of those artists that is in heavy rotation, all you got to do is email us your info, which is a press kit, Radio Ready Music. You can email us the Nikki Rich Show at gmail.com. Again, the Nikki Rich Show at gmail.com. Right now, we want to go ahead and get started with our first
artist, which is Cheech Marley, and this is Get It.
Allow me to introduce myself, world. Cheech Marley. YDBA,
grind hard for the money, and all my respect, yeah.
I rap my team.
Hot damn, he's
dancing on them. And when I do, I lean bad, Johnny Cashing on them. Whoa. I might flesh storm, let bags get on them. You know I kill them with the flow, straight flashing on them.
Alright,
catch me at the mall, Louis bagging on them. You know I got my book bag, get a waxes on them. Just flow squad, flicking asses on them. And everybody know them, looking blue waxes on them.
I'd rather party, celebrate us winning.
I'm talking gold bottles and banger models in the backyard swimming out like sweet. And I'm in the suite to see dressed up like Tick and Treat. Church is out, now she a freak. Still got a ring on, won't make the beat. She class the street, riding Bentley seat. Got her own money, she about 10 a week. And I just spent 10 on buying sneaks. And I'm fired up, and my life ain't cheap. 5 years sight, living near life. Nowhere near my skills, you better try Skype. I'm in that all black thing, call it Michael Knight. And she'll never do nothing I don't like. Her hair tight, her skin light, her eyes green like street light. Her heels giving her more height. And she old enough, so we just might.
Fire, ayy, we fire, ayy. I'll mix something with something and put it in my cup.
Okay.
Fire, ayy, we fire, ayy.
I'm at the dealership, I'm about to fire.
Fire, ayy, we fire, ayy.
So many pretty women in here got me fire.
What? Fire, ayy, we fire, ayy.
And I just made a lot of money and we fire.
Okay.
Rush to death, got that money growing. We in the building, ice cold, we got it snowing. She fired up, she smell Armani. I left the building, that chick was right behind me. She know that when she throw that, her head back and her nails scratch. She turned on cause I did that, she fired up cause she rap. She know that when she throw that, her head back and her nails scratch. She turned on, I did that, she fired up cause she rap.
Alright, alright, okay, okay, here's another rap. Throw it all away. Alright, alright, okay, okay, here goes another rack. I'ma throw it all away.
Fire,
hey, we fire,
hey.
Hey, I'll mix something with something and put it in my cup.
Okay.
Fire, hey, we fire,
hey. I'm at the dealership, I'm about to fire.
Alright. Fire, hey, we fire,
hey.
So many pretty women in here got me fire.
What?
Fire, hey, we fire,
hey.
And I just made a lot of money.
I've been hustling for so long, everything I earn, got it on my own, they can't stop me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Came up from hustling rocks and things, the fancy cars, the lifestyle change, they can't stop me.
Let the wind blow. If you ain't trying to win, play up with your info. Real new, copy that. Life tenfold. Bet why these little be a claim pro. This roots to this. That's just how the game go. Scared money don't make it, so I gain more. Paper change, I got the same hoe. But my mind frame in a different lane though. I'm fame, a change what I aim for. The Cali Kush have to ease away the pain slow. Fake dudes ain't it, seen them come and go. And real recognize real straight from the dough. Yeah, I run the phone, cause that's what made me. 10 toes down when it wet and all gravy. But it's still fading, so I gotta ride for it. And if you're feeling how I'm feeling, what beside for it?
I've been hustling for so long, everything I earn, got it on my own, they can't stop me.
Stay safe, them. I talk, a don't like that. She can walk, see everybody ride with you when you're ballin'. But start disappearing when you're ballin'. My got life, cause it's on tempo. Snitch to them folks when they caught him with that dope. So much pain in the don't stop. Work hard and get robbed, but it not. My little hustle to the corner got hot. To the with the mask, had to run up in the spot. See, through my life, I learned that. Like love for your fam and big dreams always turn good when you put good in it, and it'll turn the wheel, turn the wheel.
I've been hustling for so long, everything I earn, got it on my own, they can't stop me.
Say everybody shine, and they did it their way. I'm gonna do it my way, feet to the concrete. Cause all of this could be gone just within one beat. Of the heart, I could be history, I get it. Well, hold, I'ma show you how to get it each time that I'm with you with that independent money. Independent thinking, I'm the captain of my ship, staying in it, but it's taking me.
I've been hustling for so long, everything I earn, got it on my own, they can't stop me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I came up from hustling, rocks and things, the fancy cars and lifestyle change, they can't stop me.
Independent artists, you already know, Mr. 704 representing North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina, that is, and he has collabed and teamed up with Eight Ball and MVG. That's what I'm talking about right there. That's what you call a collab of. So we're going to get to some more independent artist music we got in heavy rotation. And we got some new artists as well that we're going to be in. Having a heavy rotation tomorrow as well. Right now, we're going to go to Resnick, and this is Ain't Gonna Stop.
Woo! Oh, yeah. Yes. Let's get right into it right now. Let's get into it like. Yeah.
Never phase us, all we do is get money, all we do is stack up. Forever keep it cheap, we ain't never switch.
switching up. Stay on that chilly chill, we forever blazing up. Bad bitches all around, ever since we bossed up. I'm a paper cut boy, girl, don't get it mixed up. I do it for my city, so you know I'm cheated up. When I holler black nights, it's just
you ain't a G if you ain't got real niggas around ya. Who gon' be there with you when them niggas around ya? I'm a true uptowner, my niggas are down ya. You graduated from hell, we'll cap and gown ya. The hot ones go in ya and the come out ya. It'll be a couple of days for them people to bounce ya. Oh, but tryna punk me for a bag of get smacked by a junkie. Little boy, who is you playing with? Then murk you and whoever you stand with. You'll beat me off that mile, huh? You ask your they gon' ride and they say pilot, huh? You see the same that I get high with is the same that I'm gon' ride with and die with. You probably hate me, but your old lady love me. My lady, a professor, it'll teach you how to
hate me. They ain't never phased us, all we do is get money, all we do is stack up. Forever keep it G, we ain't never switching up. Stay on that chilly chill, we forever blazing up. Bad bitches all around, ever since we bossed up. I'm a paper cup boy, girl, I'm getting mixed up. I do it for my city, so you know I'm cheated up. When I holler, we're right in the spot. I'm a little for as long as I could remember. Game been cool like the middle of December. Give it thanks all year, like we stuck off in November.
Yeah,
paper cut boy, I'm a VIP member. Spread my wings and took flight with a Louis carry-on. Shining on the same days you getting rained on. Smelling like a pound, like I spray cushion. She blowing deep like she play a bass song.
Do it.
Try to stay zone, red stripe like tint. Money the motivation, so it called and I went. I'm kind of traumatized, blood money all in my eyes. Admit I'm shell shot growing up around homicide. But still I go hard, relentless and never slack. Advance every day, continuously got a stack. Steady eating the blitz, watching for sneak attacks. Money in garbage bags, we wash it in laundry mat. Oh, hey. They ain't never phase us, all we do is get money, all we do is stack up. Forever keep it cheap, we ain't never switching up. Stay on that chilly chill, we forever blazing up. Bad bitches all around, ever since we bossed up. I'm a paper cup boy, girl, I'm getting mixed up. I do it for my city, so you know I'm cheated up. When I holler word life, it's a fly word up.
Word life, a word up. A dead ENT, a what's up. A young money, a cash money. Because Chef and Chris P, we out.
All right, all right. That was Chef Monroe and Chris P, and that was Paper Cut Boy. You know how we do it. We getting it in tonight. And we got the independent artists rocking and rolling right here tonight. Right now, we're going to get into some more high new music, guys. I'm loving this. I love to hear that good. That good music, and shout out to all the listeners. And these are all independent artists, y'all. You know, they doing a thing. Much love to everybody out here just showing love to the hottest artists that we've been playing on the Nikki Rich Show. And again, you too can get in heavy rotation. Email us the Nikki Rich Show at gmail.com. And again, it's the Nikki Rich Show at gmail.com. Right now, we're going to go to McCutcheon 76, My Life Days.
She was only 33, firstborn past. Second born, spread the love, and her son looked just like her. Same smile, 10 years, I ain't talked to her, still see her face in yearbooks. Ran into her on Facebook, I'm in Charlotte. She told me she was in with Cecilia. She was bad back in the day, I'm trying to tell you. Small talk, nothing major. Saw a picture from my son, and she said, good Lord, that boy looked just like you. Couple of events she invited me to, I had to decline. Between family and music, I don't got the time. Your last post, acting with Forrest Game, smiley face. But I had a different face on the 28th. Kareem McCauley told me some news I didn't want to hear. Chantel was in a car accident and she ain't here. The whole room felt weird. God, come on. How you gonna take that girl like that? She had a seatbelt on. And I shouldn't ask the Lord questions. I had to understand that God took one of his angels. So this verse is for you, Miss Sergeant. I would never forget you. I still got our memories in my head, boo. I value my life days. I wake up. I said.
bad day.
Ice cream cool, you can't melt my swag. Ice cream cool, you can't melt my swag. Ice cream cool, you can't. Hey.
I'm Gucci down. I'm Gucci down now.
I'm Gucci down.
I'm Gucci down now.
Step off in the club.
Girls start choosing.
Fresh from head to toe.
Everything Gucci.
I'm Gucci down.
I'm Gucci down now.
I'm Gucci down.
Everything Gucci.
Like camera action, my life is a show. I'm cooler than a winter breeze, AC on 20 below. I'm super fresh, super fresh, super stud. My outfit dope, like I'm dressing in drugs. My pockets on Katrina like they fit in the flood. And G's on my body like I'm tatted with Gucci. These girls laying down like I slipped them a roofie. But can I say hi? They love the kids. And you already know, you know what it is. My pockets go ting ting, my chain go bling loud. I'm so turned up, man, I can't be turned down. But you ain't get the memo that it's my turn right now. I'm fresher than Minto, they feeling my Gucci. And I don't say a word, but my close string shoots me. If you can see my thoughts, damn, oh my. I'm cleaner than the board of hell, I'm so fly.
I'm Gucci down, I'm Gucci down now.
I'm Gucci down. Boy, I'm razor sharp, so I just might cut ya. On the outcast, it's so fresh and so clean, clean. Anywhere I wanna be, my life is a green screen. Roll me up and light me up, I'm burning like a swisher. Be crazy, made the beat to get you stomping like a stigma. That Louis V go hard, but that Gucci is something else. And every time I wear it, damn, I'm something else. I'm draped up, dripped out, yes I is. Gucci on my body, even more at the crib. And rack on top of rack, I'm trying to stack it to the roof. Before the night end, I'm getting one like high soup. I see them jogging, hey, why y'all mad? Cause I'm Polaroid fresh with a Kodak swag. I'm feeling Gucci, looking Gucci, gone point them out. My shoes got stays right, so nah, they ain't coming out.
I'm Gucci down, I'm Gucci down now.
I'm Gucci down.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have to ask y'all to be quiet.
Ron G, kick us off, dog.
Shorty, don't look surprised.
Teacher Rona.
Know you looking real fine.
That piano sounding real nice.
Your body got me in a trance. You got me hypnotized. And I love you.
What's up? Wait, that face. Everybody double take. When you walk in the room, they are staring at you. I'm in love with the way you make a change.
Shorty, don't act surprised.
Quit acting like you just saw a UFO.
Cause you know it's the way you do it.
Got me feeling like it's time for us to go. And I just arrived.
But the way you're moving
got me feeling like hitting the whipping mat. And you finer than John McCain hair. Why you laughing? Cause you mad like you just obeying that. When he told you that you grounded, but you stuck out with your friend. I'm a sucker for cornrows and pedicure toes. And you rocking them heels like a guitar solo. And you got me tuned in,
pacing over by the bar, wishing you would come closer so we could take it far. My niggas are just playing what they say in disregard. They just around, now let's take this to my car.
I'm in love with the way that you make them double take. Make them roll their eyes in every
shorty, don't look surprised. You know you looking real fine. Your body got me in a trance. You got me hypnotized. And I love you.
Everybody double take. When you walk in the room, they are staring at you. I'm in love with the way you meditate. Make me wanna leave right
your buzz over, sipping on Patron. It's the rock on the rock. Got them coming out they top, screaming out, give me shots. And I be getting high, so high, I can't even see the ground. Only thing I see is bees and honey all around. Shorty picks it to me like she's standing on the mound. And I knock it out the park. She's
all right, you're just listening to Avion. Don't look surprised. Shout out to Avion. He was one of our past guests that came through to the Nikki Rich Show. I do want to let everybody know you got to tune in tomorrow. It's going to be amazing show. It's going down. It's going down tomorrow. We have special treat for you guys. We have Turk in the building. We have G14 radio personality Onyx in the building, and we're excited to welcome Lane Harper, artist, and it's going down, so you don't want to miss Celebrity Tuesdays. Again, like I said, we always bring in the best on the Nikki Rich Show. It's definitely going down tomorrow, and the rest of the week, we got a special treat for you guys. I haven't released it yet, but Friday, yes, it's going to be a hot show. It's going to be a hot show this Friday, so you don't want to miss, as well as the Nikki Rich Show 2-year radio anniversary is coming up on April the 4th. That's our official day of 2 years, and we're going to celebrate on April the 6th in Charlotte, North Carolina, at the Villa Antonio in Ballantyne. So if you're in the area or you're not too far, come out and celebrate with us on April the 6th. But our official date is April the 4th. So, yeah, it's going down. And also, you know, to anybody that would love to donate to the Nikki Rich Show, we need all donations, you know, because we have so much equipment and we're traveling to so many places. We need all your support. You can go to NikkiRichShow.com and do that, and we greatly appreciate all your support as well. And we just thank you so much. Thank all the listeners and all the supporters. We had a chance, like I say, not to. We just got back from South by Southwest, and it was a blast. We had a blast, so we have all our information there, as well as you can go check out the Nikki Rich Show was live at the celebration of U-Block with Kobe Bryant. It was amazing. We have our pics up with that on NikkiRichShow.com. We have so many events that we've been a part of that you definitely got to check out. And go to our YouTube. YouTube is the Nikki Rich Show. We recently restarted and revamped our YouTube. So, you know, we revamped it. So you got to go check it out there as well. The Nikki Rich Show is our YouTube. And you go check that out. And you can check out all the events. You can also go to our Ustream, which is the Nikki Rich Show, where we have live footage, where we were also exclusive interviews, as well as our tours. We had a chance to have a tour with U.S. Airways. So it was amazing. So you got to go check that out. Right now, we're going to get into some more hot new music. We're going to wind it down, too, as well. But we definitely want to get into some more of our independent artist music. And earlier you heard a little bit of My Life Days featuring Josh, and that was by Deuce-Style McCutcheon 76. We want to get into the heat, and this is Get That Paper.
Let her spend it however she want it. Then she drop that steady just like a stack of hornets. I go get that paper. Let her spend it however she want it. Then she drop that steady just like a stack of hornets. I go get that paper.
in the visit, I just done it again on the dance floor.
Jazz flow.
Oh, looking like J-Lo, damn, I wanna see more. Oh, mommy bag, like a money bag.
Money, money.
No disrespect, but I think I compliment her swag. I'm used to popping bottles, we used to popping tags. We used to getting paper, we used to spending cash. She liked the way I spin, realistic on the rims. Her head, I'm about to spin, sipping on that juice and gin. And I love how she flaunt it, got tripping, I'm caught up in the moment. Tonight we about to ball like we got no budget. Peace, the red bones, fat, no stomach.
That's her favorite song.
Favorite song.
Let it play.
Let it play.
Turn it up.
Turn it up. Turn it up.
Let's
it
go,
up.
DJ. My music loud.
Loud.
So I like my music loud.
Loud.
I like her. Up, 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 bass down. That's her favorite song.
Favorite song.
Let it play.
Let her play.
Turn it up.
Turn it up. Turn it up.
Let's
turn
go,
up.
DJ. My music loud.
Loud.
So I like my music loud.
Loud.
I like her. Up, 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 bass.
Yeah, man.
Oh.
It's our time, man.
Baby.
Time to shine. Yeah.
Oh.
Feel me?
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, I know I'm gifted. Sometimes it feel like I'm drifting. Ain't cut to the bottom of the sea, so I won't let go my vision. Lost steps as I go that distance. In between making weird decisions. Real life interrupts in my dreams like real life don't see my distance. And they say, man, the sky's the limit. And I'm still trying to fly up in it. I don't smoke, but I feel so tempted. Pull it up, homie, let's get lifted. Y'all swear, man, my mind is shifted. In a place where I just don't fit in. Just when y'all thought to end it, I showed the world beginning.
This is my time, gonna get my shine. I'ma take my place in front of the line. And I won't stop till I reach the top. You're witnessing the dream of a winner. Dream of a winner. Dream of a winner. You're witnessing the dream of a winner. Dream of a winner. Dream of a winner. Hey,
yeah. Hey. Yo.
You're witnessing
yo.
The dream
yo,
of a winner.
Hey, yo. And I was right there, dropped it and left it right there. I swear this life don't fight fair. Went Freddy witness to my nightmares. No studio, no mic man. No tour, no hype man. No more music excitement. It's just me and my nightstand. I'm sleeping, dreaming. Till I woke up with that right plan. So no more taking your advices. I know exactly how my life is. So I gripped it up with a tight fist. Confident with my dice is. And y'all can be indecisive. I know exactly where my mic is, yeah.
This is my time, gonna get my shine. I'ma take my place in front of the line. And I won't stop till I reach the top. You're witnessing the dream of a winner.
Out to all the radio stations, the magazines that's been showing me love, man. All the producers, the engineers that making my shit sound quadruple, quadruple platinum. Yeah, we go straight to the top this time around, man. Look out for us, okay? Alright, yeah. Yo, man, they tried to tell me I was falling off. So I had to come back with something quick. Y'all gonna hear me. You know my motto. Inspired by greatness, man.
Hey, that was Tell That Dance of a Winner. We are winding things down here on the
Motivated Mondays has been an excellent night. We had a chance for our special guest to come through. We talked with Miss Khalifa Whitlock, and she gave us an amazing poem, as well as attorney Miss Sarah Kaplan. And that was Miss Sarah. She's a Los Angeles criminal defense attorney, and we were able to talk with her. And she's going to be coming on Mondays. If you have any questions in regards to the criminal justice system, you can ask her. Also, we have a chance to, you know, let everybody be a part of the show if you email us, thenickyrickshow@gmail.com, and all information is on nickyrickshow.com in regards to services and any way we can help you. And we're going to wind things down. We're going to end it tonight. We're going to end it with Young Guidance, and this is Do Something.
Gonna drop it, new track, do something.
Lane, music moving. Make
me wanna do something. When you dancing on the stage, I'ma do something. Showing hella cash.
That fat, wet, juicy make me wanna do some. The way you're dancing on the stage, I'ma do some. You can pop it slow or shake it fast.